You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. It's Friday, February 9th, and you are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast, and we are live at the Super Bowl. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Las Vegas. I am your host, NFL Network senior writer Andrew Levy, and today we are coming to you from the famous Radio Row, a sea of media behind me. TV, radio, podcasts, live stream broadcasts, a few hundred news gatherers and opinion brokers huddled together on the ground floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I said the famous Radio Row, and truth be told, y'all, I can't swear that that's actually true. Is Radio Row a thing you know of? For all I know, it may just be something those of us in it say to make it seem cooler than it is, but whatever, let me paint the picture for you. I went straight from McCarran Airport to a cab to the NFL Network set, which is one of those risers, 2-3 steps above the ground, one of those plywood platforms, the kind you'd rent for a DJ at a wedding, probably no more than about 15 feet by 20 feet. One camera, a couple lights, 3 chairs, glamorous, it is not. And I got in trouble within 30 minutes of being on that set when the cameraman behind me said, "Dude, you got to stop shaking the camera." When I am producing on a live TV set, I tend to take a knee to stay beneath the eye line of hosts and guests. And apparently, every time I shifted my weight, I was shaking the camera. Again, the set, not glamorous, not even all that sturdy, apparently. And this shooter was pretty pissed off about the whole thing. But way to go, me. Instead of being cool about it, I hit him with that whole cool guy dickhead routine, something like, "Okay, man, no need for the attitude, bro. Now I know." To which he said, "Bro, you've already done it 3 times. You just haven't been listening." Final score, cameraman 1, anonymous podcast host and set producer 0. And he was right. I'm a 30-year vet. I should act like I've been there before, because I have been there before a bunch of times. But listener, each and every time that I come to moments like this, scenes like this, they really are so cool, I kind of can't help myself. By the way, I did apologize. I'm not a complete savage. And I don't actually know if Radio Row is famous or not. But like I said, it is cool. It is special. And today I'm going to try and explain just how special it is in these days leading up to the Super Bowl. Imagine every sports show you've ever watched or listened to or even heard of. It's here. Those personalities are right here in this room. Every network's sports personality, ESPN, Fox, ABC, CBS, NBC, Telemundo, Univision, Estrella, they're all here. The voices you hear on the radio suddenly animate. They come to life. The faces that you see on television, in the booth, on the sideline, in the studio, they're now 3-dimensional, whizzing past you in haste. And so many times over these last few days, I find myself saying, "Isn't that Micah Parsons? Wasn't that Rob Riggle?" Or just this morning, "Oh, wow, that really is Thierry Henry." And just about every time I think, "Oh, wow, isn't that," well, it really is someone that I care about, that I have an opinion about, that we respect and rely on for all of this content that we seem never to tire of, this talk and analysis and devotion to this sport to which we give our hearts and our hopes and our Sundays too, about the players we love or maybe loathe if they wear the wrong jersey, about the games that we make time to watch, that we save up to attend, that we make into events, parties and picnics and panic sessions if our team is in these games. Games so good and so important that they don't actually require our team to be in them at all. You're not all Chiefs and Niners fans. It doesn't stand up to reason or arithmetic. No chance. And yet we're all going to watch. And when we see what we thought we'd see, we puff up a little bit because we knew it was coming. And when the unexpected happens, well, we puff up even more. Because then, in those moments, that's the thrill that made us fall in love with this whole craziness to begin with. These are the games that matter the most. Games to get into the playoffs. Games to stay alive in the playoffs. And yes, games to win it all. The Super Bowl. This Super Bowl. Super Bowl 58, Sunday at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Which, by the way, is right here in town. The Niners and the Chiefs aren't playing near Las Vegas. They're playing in Las Vegas, no more than a 15-minute walk from where I'm sitting right now. And all of these reporters behind me and hosts and camera operators and sound engineers, they are all hustling hard. No one is too cool for this moment. They're all too busy. And not one of them is the story. They're all hustling and too busy to steal a moment or two with the real stars of the show, the players and the former players and the celebrities that turn Radio Row from a gathering of media to a gallery of stars. And I'm not overstating it. Just yesterday alone, I welcomed Ja'Marr Chase to the set. And by the way, I can tell you that any part of me that ever thought that I was even remotely cool was humbled instantly, because now I know what actual cool looks like. It looks like Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, and Justin Jefferson, by the way, because, yeah, he was there too. In an unfortunate confluence of bad timing and poor planning, I made Sauce Gardner wait much longer than I should have. And this kid was so nice about it. He was so gracious and so kind. And when it finally was Sauce Gardner's turn to talk to our guys back in L.A., he proved that he is every bit the joyful character we think he is. Just an effortless dude, Sauce Gardner. And on a side note, I would love to know how many carrots are on that kid's grill. Have a look. You'll see what I mean. Michael Pittman. He should be president someday. He was there. Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua has the face of a man who may already have been president. This kid belongs in the annals of world history, guys, like someone who won a war or discovered a continent. This is a grown-ass man with a huge smile and gravitas for days. Josh Allen. Oh, yeah, he was there. He's 14 feet tall, probably. And you don't realize that he's 14 feet tall until you look up and you realize that this statue in front of you isn't a statue at all. It's not something in a DC monument. It actually is just a giant, sweet kid wearing a flannel and a smile. In one 30-second span, just yesterday afternoon, I looked up from the set and I saw Hall of Famer Bruce Smith walk past. And as he walked past, he passed the best-dressed man in the business, Joe Hayden. Bruce scanning the room with a glow and a grin, Hayden on his phone with a pop star strut. And as I watched Hayden go by, wondering, by the way, if I could ever pull off a look like his, the answer is obviously no, Damar Hamlin, Lazarus himself, walked by. And about a minute later, I realized I hadn't taken a breath. Really, really nice to see Damar Hamlin. At one point, I was chasing down the NFL insiders, Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero and Mike Garofolo, and I ran into Cam Jordan, Saints, defensive end, Cam Jordan, who, by the way, is always so nice. He's nice enough to pretend every time that he knows who I am. And I also saw Chase Daniel seconds later, who is nice enough to make time for me, even though he really does know who I am. And after saying hello to both of those guys, I was passing this crowd of people. They were kind of blocking the hallway. And I saw C.J. Stroud to my left, and then I heard someone behind me shout the name Jordan Love. So I turned my head, I looked over my shoulder, and I can't even confirm that it was Jordan Love because the crowd in front of the Pat McAfee set was so big, I couldn't see through it. Here's what I can confirm. I can confirm that Bobby Wagner is a total boss, And Laramie Tunsil, well, he is too. I can confirm that Micah Parsons wore shorts with no shame at all. He may be the only guy in the room wearing shorts. Tommy DeVito looks like a guy who lives at home with his mom. But then, as I see him sitting on our set with Saquon Barkley, they look like they belong on the next sequel of Jump Street. I'm serious, guys. These two are one script away from being the next great buddy cop duo, mark my words. I can report that Adrian Peterson looks like he could suit up right now, this week. And so does Chris Johnson, CJ2K. I can also tell you that I held Doug Williams' handshake significantly longer than is traditionally expected, because when the guy who delivered you one of the best moments of your life as a fan, there's something that makes you not want to let go, and I didn't. I can also confirm, by the way, that the best walk in the entire business, until I see otherwise, belongs to Stephen A. Smith. That's right. And look, I know the guy can be polarizing. Such are the wages of fiercely held and fiercely delivered beliefs. But I watch this cat striding across Radio Row wearing a perfectly tailored purple suit, outpacing his entourage. Part glide, part march. Dude is legit. Aura for days. He can talk the talk, Stephen A. Smith. And listener, he can walk the walk of a superstar. Another layer of the scene that I need to share with you here at Radio Row are the legions of social media team members. Most players have one, a team that is following them at all times. And these teams are made up of young content creators who are working really, really hard. Total respect to all of them. I saw Bobby Flay making the rounds. Bit of an entourage, by the way, on old Bobby Flay. I saw his fellow celebrity chef, David Chang, in the middle of a group of about 15 guys on a show. And my timing was perfect, because as I walked past the set, Chang apparently reached like the punchline of a story. And as I glance over, I see 15 people doubled over in laughter. Pretty cool. For a moment earlier today, I hung with Kirk Cousins and KJ Osborne as they made an appearance on behalf of a paper towels company. The promotion involved them wearing green and white letter jackets with a B on the chest. That B should help you figure out the maker of said paper towels. Today, I'm prepping as I sit here for a dizzying day of NFL stars coming and going from the NFL Network set. I'm going to be with Steve Smith Sr. He's going to be talking to Trevor Lawrence and Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore, who apparently is Steve Smith's old neighbor. He's also going to be talking to David Njoku, who may have more drip and more character than anybody in the room, by the way. We're going to hear from Aaron Jones and Micah Parsons, the legend at tight end, Antonio Gates. He's on the schedule, too. Didn't make the Hall of Fame last night, but he is making an appearance today nonetheless. That's called professionalism. Puka Nacua, mentioned him before. Well, he's on the schedule today, too. Can't wait for that. Oh, and another word on Kirk Cousins, by the way, who I hope you saw last night on NFL Honors, dancing with Cam Jordan. That shit made me laugh out loud, y'all. Know who you are. Own who you are. We can all take a page from that book. Well, that's Kirk Cousins, because for all the criticism and all the questions that come his way, without fail, Kirk Cousins does know who he is, and he owns it. He seems quite comfortable with it, too. That's called living right. Guys, I'm looking at tomorrow's network schedule, and I'm seeing Emmett Smith on it, and Jerry Rice, too. You know, the leading rusher and the leading receiver in NFL history, if you're into that. And look, let me make clear, these are not all in-depth interviews. We're not cuddling up and sharing stories of our youth. A lot of these moments, they're quick. Some are humorous. Some are bloodless. Some of these guys have brand partnerships to promote, and that can feel a little bit like paying the bills sometimes, when I'd prefer that we were just mining these guys for stories and expertise. And yet, the expertise and a story or two always slip out. And if we ask the right question in the right way, here's what else slips out. Even the most diplomatic amongst these guys tend to tip their hand on who they like on Sunday. Oh yes, Sunday. Niners Chiefs Super Bowl 58. You know what? Let's talk Sunday. Almost forgot about that. And remind you who won the big awards at NFL Honors after the break, live from the Super Bowl on NFL Total Access, the podcast.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast, Andrew Levy on Radio Row live at the Super Bowl, where I heard there were more Niners fans than Chiefs fans. And that may be the case, but so far I can report that based on what I have seen, it looks pretty even to me on the streets, in the hotel, at NFL Experience. And look, Sunday, that could tell a different story, of course. We'll see about that in time. Before we get to Sunday, let's spare a moment to talk about last night when we saw to a little postseason NFL business at NFL Honors.
Welcome to the 2024 NFL Honors. I am your host, Keegan-Michael Key.
Keegan-Michael Key did a great job hosting. And in between Cirque du Soleil acts and Commissioner Roger Goodell allowing himself to be a one-man disappearing act, we gave out a few awards. Offensive Player of the Year, Christian McCaffrey.
Man, this is such an honor. First and foremost, I want to thank God. I feel so blessed to be standing up here right now.
Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett.
I want to thank my lovely parents who are in attendance today. I mean, without y'all love and support and y'all being perfect examples for me, this wouldn't be possible.
Defensive Rookie of the Year, Will Anderson.
To the Texans organization, the McNairs, Nick, D'Amico, words can't even explain. Y'all drafting me, believing in me, trusting in me to be a part of this organization. I'm forever grateful.
Offensive Rookie of the Year, C.J. Stroud.
This honor means a lot. And to whatever kid that's out here watching, you can do anything you put your mind to, man. I'm a living testimony to perseverance and just trusting your goals and your dreams. And I just thank God for this. Thank y'all.
Last night's backstage celebration, by the way, between Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, these two Texans teammates, is something you need to go find. Go find it. It's a moment that's online. You should check it out. It's pretty cool. Comeback Player of the Year. Well, as you know, Baker was a finalist and DeMar Hamlin was the emotional favorite. But Joe Flacco, from the couch to the playoffs, from raking leaves to winning NFL games, right to the NFL honors stage. Flacco not to be denied as Comeback Player of the Year.
I want to say thank you to the organization for just giving me the opportunity to do what I love to do, and that's play football. And I want to say thank you to the city just for making me and my family feel at home for a couple months. Truly special.
Flacco's head coach took Coach of the Year honors. Congratulations to Kevin Stefanski. Or as the presenter called him, Steven Stefanski.
Steven Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski, sorry. Yeah, got that one. It's like the Oscars or something. Yeah.
Steven Stefanski, Kevin Stefanski, by any other name, he cobbled together a playoff run after losing more key pieces than just about any team in the NFL. Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb, his starting left tackle, his starting right tackle, his backup right tackle, and countless other starters on the D-line, linebacker, wide receiver. And this team, this Cleveland Browns, this gritty Cleveland Browns team, played their way to a 5 seed. Outrageous stuff. And for it, Kevin Stefanski really was the Coach of the Year. No surprise, Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz won Assistant Coach of the Year. Now, as for the night's biggest honors, well, MVP, of course, no surprise, Lamar Jackson. He deserved it. Lamar Jackson won it.
I want to thank my organization, you know, Baltimore Ravens, for, you know, finally getting this deal done.
The Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. This is the award that we consider to be the highest honor every year. That went to Cam Hayward, who we heard from in this space just a few days ago. He was a six-time nominee. Now he is a winner, a thoroughly deserving winner, and a thoroughly lovely dude who was making a difference in our world, y'all. Congratulations to you, Cam Hayward, and thank you for what you're doing.
Ever since I've been a Pittsburgh Steeler, I've always thought God and my dad had a plan for me. And I'm living it right now.
And, of course, the 2024 Hall of Fame class was announced. Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, Julius Peppers, Patrick Willis, Randy Gratishar, and Steve McMichael. And I highly recommend, listener, that you go find the famous Door Knocks segment. You'll see it on NFL Network playing here and there over the next few days, and I think you can catch it on NFL.com and NFL Plus. And I defy you not to feel something. Yes, you may find a tear spring to your eyes when you see these moments where these guys discover a colleague or a friend or a former coach behind the door wearing the yellow jacket, welcoming them into the Hall of Fame. Andre Johnson, for some reason, especially had me misting over. It's amazing stuff. Amazing careers. Incredible company these gentlemen now share. Immortals. Their place in NFL history is now permanent in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The only place in sports where it pays to be a bust.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You are listening to NFL Total Access, the podcast. I'm your host, NFL Network senior writer Andrew Levy, coming to you live from Radio Row at Super Bowl 58 in Vegas, baby. Oh, shit. I promised I wouldn't say that. Okay, that's it. One time only. Literally, the only thing worse than saying that is to say some version of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So let's, sorry, guys, sorry. Let's just cleanse ourselves of that and move on. Okay, quick story time. So I'm on the flight from LA to Vegas, and I strike up a conversation with the guy sitting next to me. Yes, I'm that guy. Not a huge surprise. All to find out that this guy, whose name was Noah, by the way, was attending his 28th straight Super Bowl. Well, there's a story. So I'm like, okay, I'll bite. Why? The reason why is because that Noah's company, based right in the LA area, makes the confetti. Yes, that confetti. All those moments that you can reimagine right now of heartbroken players walking off the field in a sea of their opponents' colors, of Brady and Mahomes lifting the Lombardi, of NFL players and their kids making snow angels on the field in a sea of confetti. That confetti. since Super Bowl 30. Noah's company has been the company that makes all the confetti. By the way, that Super Bowl 30, that was the last one that the Cowboys won. So Noah and his guys may be a jinx in Dallas, but they've made all of it. It's actually a fascinating story. He told me a story that this company began in a garage, just a couple of dudes punching holes in a fan and creating a swirling effect for a Disney Pocahontas campaign. This is back in like 95 or 96. Disney didn't want to overspend on silk flowers that were swirling around a tree. Now, I don't get that reference, but if you've seen the movie, then you do. And they were looking to do it cheaply with paper. And Noah and his friends decided, yeah, we can do that. So they figured it out. They made the fan and they figured it out with paper and it all worked. And within 3 years, they were doing the Rolling Stones worldwide tour. They were doing U2's worldwide tour. And they were also doing the Super Bowl. And they've been doing it ever since. And I asked them a few questions. Here's what I found out. All the paper sourced and made right here in the U.S. I don't know why that made me feel good, but it did. I also found out that 9 million pieces of confetti are prepared each year for each team. Think about that. The colors, by the way, are tested and then approved by the league so that they match the actual team colors. But in total, that's 18 million pieces of confetti. Total weight? What would your guess be? I failed miserably. Total weight for 18 million pieces of confetti? 600 pounds. That's so light, right? I failed spectacularly. I guessed at least a ton. That's 2,000 pounds. Not even close. 600 pounds, 18 million pieces of confetti. Now, only the winner's confetti is used. So those unused 9 million pieces, the 300 pounds of unused joy, well, that's recycled. Noah reached into his carry-on, and he gave me two small Ziploc bags, one of the Chiefs' confetti and one of the Niners. I will hold that dearly, and I'm so grateful for his kindness. Really cool stuff. Now, the question, of course, whose confetti will fall from the sky Sunday night in Las Vegas? Actually, technically, Noah told me it doesn't fall from the sky. It's actually blown into the sky, which, if you think about it, makes a hell of a lot more sense. But will it be the red, gold, and white of the Niners, or will it be the red, gold, and white of the Chiefs? Considerable differences, by the way, in both the red and the gold. The Niners version, of course, is darker, a little less cheerful than the Chiefs. But the question remains, whose colors will reflect on the Lombardi Trophy Sunday night? What will the headlines say? Will they say that the Chiefs dynasty is official, a third win in their fourth Super Bowl in 5 years? Will they say that the kid is now the GOAT? That's you, Patrick Mahomes. Will they say that Kyle Shanahan finally gets the title and in doing so loses the label that he can't win the big one? Or that Mr. Irrelevant becomes Mr. Intelligent and proves the power of development? Well, we'll see. I think we should remind ourselves of what our experts have told us on this show over the past couple of weeks, just in the way of getting ready, that the first 15 plays will matter for both teams a lot. Who starts strong? That physicality will matter a lot. Who announces their physical presence with the most authority? Because it will matter, and it may just define the day. And with all this talk of Mahomes and Purdy, everybody seems to agree that it will be the running games that will decide Super Bowl 58. Well, can the Chiefs tackle McCaffrey in space? Can the Niners tackle Pacheco at all? Will the shape-shifting nature of Shanahan's base-look offense, out of which they do anything and everything, as we have learned, will that outwit the aggression of Steve Spagnuolo's defense? Will the Niners' secondary be exposed because, as we've heard, it's a gettable unit? Or will the Chiefs' wide receivers drop the chances that come their way? Will Travis Kelce be outplayed by George Kittle? Will Chiefs linebackers outshine Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw, considered to be the best linebacker duo in the entire NFL? Here's a question I think we all want to know the answer to. Who will make the play that we talk about 20 years from now? Will it be an obvious answer? Or will it be somebody that we didn't expect? Will it come from somebody on defense? And will that moment be a triumphant moment, or will it be a costly mistake? Here's something to consider. Taylor Swift's lucky number is 13. Well, Brock Purdy wears 13. Here's something else to consider. Super Bowl champions tend to wear white. The Niners are the team wearing white on Sunday. Who knows? Maybe that's why the Niners are favored by two. The betting public likes the Chiefs, but the professional bettors, the so-called sharps, the wise guys, they like the Niners. Here's another question. Who joins Usher on stage at halftime? Is it important? You're damn right it is. We're all going to be watching. I want to know, who's it going to be? And whose emotion will be shaken out of them when Allegiant Stadium is rattled by the Thunderbirds on their flyover as they fly the flag of the Tuskegee Airmen? And of course, the big question of all, who will win Super Bowl 58 and how will they do it? I don't know about you, but I hope it's the best game we've ever seen. That we come out of this one saying it was epic, it was unforgettable, the stuff of legend conducted by legends. I hope both of these teams are at their very best on Sunday. I hope they execute their game plans flawlessly. And if they do, then we can all agree that whoever wins was the better team and deserved to win. And I hope they do it, by the way, on a final drive, a final play, something freaking miraculous. All I have to say is this. I can't wait for the game. I'm so glad for you listening over these last few weeks as we prepare for this game. And to all the fathers and daughters out there, and the mothers and sons, brothers and sisters, neighbors and friends and strangers too, I hope you enjoy this game as much as I will. Be safe. Take care of you. Take care of your crew. And ciao for now. NFL Total Access is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.